This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. I just love this episode we're going to talk about today, and it's entitled Lawman Barney, aired first on November 12, 1962, written by Aaron Rubin, directed by Bob Sweeney. And the episode opens up with Barney coming out of the snack bar. Looks like he's got a toothpick in his mouth, and then he looks and sees two farmers out there selling produce. Well, the problem with that is vending on the street is illegal in Mayberry because the store owners wouldn't like that. You've got direct competition, and so Barney realizes that and rushes out there to tell them that they're breaking the law, and he needs to straighten them out. And these men are pretty big men, and they don't take him too seriously and make jokes and call him Wyatt Earp and Lone Ranger or Marshall Dillon or the Lone Ranger's horse Silver, and basically scare Barney off. Barney literally jumps and runs out of there. And the next scene, we see Opie and Andy playing darts in the courthouse. And one of the things about this scene that I always like is you see the playfulness between Andy Griffith and Ron Howard. And a lot of people said that were on the set that it was like a father-son relationship. Although Ron's dad was there, it was a very good relationship you could tell that Ron Howard and Andy have. And again, I like the fact that the episodes go to the trouble to let him do the little playfulness and tickling Opie. Things that would happen in everyday life, again, makes the show so much more realistic. Well, Barney comes in after they're playing some darts, and Andy can tell that he's coming in feeling down, and Andy begins to question him why. And this is sort of, I see it as a reversal of roles. And many times Barney would be bugging Andy about, you know, trying to find out information. But in this case, Andy's sort of bugging Barney about, you know, what's he feeling down about. And Andy doesn't find out much. And Barney, in a mean way, even says, "I'm happy." I just think that's hilarious. He's upset, so he tells Andy he's happy while he's upset. Well, Andy decides to go outside, and Andy sees the two men selling. Now, again, Andy doesn't know that Barney has spoke to them, so he goes out and tells them to leave. Well, they begin to treat Andy like they were treating Barney, but Andy nips that in the bud, to use one of Barney's phrases, and they realize that Andy's not kidding around, and so they start to pack up their truck, and then they just happen to mention that he's not like the earlier guy that came by there, and Andy's like, "Well, who came by?" And basically, he understands by the description that Barney had been by there earlier. Well, here's another opportunity for Andy to try to help Barney's ego and build his confidence, and so he listens to how they treated Barney, and he knew then what Barney was so upset about. And so Andy decides he's going to take care of business, and so he tells the farmers, "I wish he hadn't have done that." And so he tells them that Barney does three things before he gets violent. The first one is he clears his throat. Second, he tugs at his collar. And third, beats his fist against his holster. And so they start to pack up their stuff, and then Andy goes back to the courthouse, and after he's really set them up for the kill, so to speak, for Barney. And one of the lines I love the episode is Andy tells the farmers, "You know, if anything happens, we'll hold your truck for your next of kin." Again, I think that is an absolute great line. So, again, Andy taking care of Barney. And so Andy goes back to the courthouse, and Barney's sweeping. And so Andy tells Barney, and again, remember now, Barney doesn't know that Andy's been out there. He tells Barney to go out and get the farmers from selling the produce. And so Barney, you know, is hedging, doesn't really want to do it. He says he's got all this work to do. And in a rare sequence here, you see Andy actually order Barney to go do it. But, you know, again, what I like about this whole idea that Andy comes up with, it shows how well he knows Barney. He knows exactly his mannerisms that he's going to do when he goes back to face the farmers. And so Barney goes out, drives up there, and you can see he's very apprehensive when he's getting near the farmers. But all of a sudden he clears his throat, tugs at his collar, and starts beating against his holster. And the farmers get scared to death. And as Barney sees how they're reacting, he starts getting that confidence, that chest starts sticking out. And he uses the line, "Let's move. Let's get that vehicle out of here." And then they take off. And then the next scene, we see Barney coming back to the courthouse, and he's all proud. Now, again, what I like about this in this episode is that he's now coming in the courthouse exactly the opposite from the way he came in earlier. So, again, the episode does a nice job of showing the contrast. And one of the things you can't ever overlook about Don Knotts is his facial expressions and his body language were just a master. That's why he had such a successful career in movies and just an overall successful career. And the way he uses his body, his shoulders, his face, and everything just to come across, whether he's proud or upset or sad or scared, is just amazing. And again, it's just an amazing amount of talent that he had, and I'm just so glad he was able to share it with us. So once Barney comes in, and now he's all Mr. Confidence, and Andy sort of sticks him by saying, well, now you can get all that work done you were talking about earlier. And then Barney goes off into a lecture about how he's got to take care of business when there's criminals on the loose. Well, the next scene we see the farmers are driving out to Wally's and they need to get some water in their truck. And you got Floyd and Wally and some others sitting around talking. And first of all, about bottles of pop. And you know how Floyd is. He's real happy about the variety that Wally has. Says Wally has the best pop in town. And he mentions Nectarine Crush and Huckleberry Smash. And then Wally makes a little joke with Floyd. And Floyd calls Wally a scamp. All in good fun. But then Barney happens to drive by. He doesn't see the farmers there, just blows the horn, or if he does, he ignores them. And then the group starts talking about Barney. Well, the farmers hear this, and they realize that what they've been told about Barney must not be true, because here are some town folks, and they're saying, you know, that Barney's not fearless, and they're actually sort of making fun of Barney, and says he only uses his gun to start the sack race. So the farmers realize what's happened to them, and they decide to go back to their spot, and they tell the men, if you see Barney, tell him, see the deputy, tell him to come back out there, and we're back in business. We want him as a customer. So Floyd decides he needs to go tell Andy what's going on, and what he doesn't realize is Barney's in the back getting another cup of coffee, and so he tells him that these men had these wild notions about Barney, and so Barney then comes out, and he understands why the men took off running from him now. And so Andy starts to leave the courthouse. He's decided he's going to go take care of this himself. And here's something you didn't see a lot of in the Andy Griffith Show, but Barney, you know, asked to go with him. And once they get up there, Barney's driving. Once they get close, Barney makes Andy get out of the car. And here's a rare display of courage from Barney Fife. And Barney decides he wants to handle this himself. So basically, Barney goes up and stands up to the man. They get right in his face, and Barney looks at him and basically says, you know, I represent the law, and it's much bigger than you or me. And so the men finally realize that the game's over, and they decide to leave, and they drive off. And then the final scene of this episode, and again, I never get tired of this. Barney starts telling Andy what he would have done if the man hadn't listened to him, and he pulls out his gun and accidentally shoots the driver's side rear tire out. And I always love this. Andy doesn't have to say a word. He just puts his hand out, and Barney takes his gun and put it in Andy's hand. So here's a deputy that's only allowed to have one bullet that's kept in his front pocket, uses that bullet to shoot out the tire of the car accidentally, and the sheriff takes the deputy's gun. So again, another good Andy Griffith Show episode. Again, the Lawman Barney episode with, again, Andy taking care of his deputy. Again, just another so well-written episode. Now, trivia question. I think this is a tough one for you. But, you know, again, the farmers were breaking the law, vending on the street. Barney tells us exactly the section and article of the law that they are breaking. So that's your trivia question. What is the section and article of the law that the farmers are breaking in this episode? If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at mayberry.com. Also, I still enjoy getting all your comments about Burke on Mayberry. I really appreciate those. You take the time to contact me. And as you know, if you've contacted me, I will contact you back. Again, I appreciate you listening. Any feedback, please share that with me. I enjoy getting that as well. I also want to put a shout out there for Two Chairs No Waiting, another podcast that Alan Newsom puts up, and you can listen to both of these podcasts on the Mayberry.com website. So, again, we appreciate your support for our podcast. Thanks again for listening, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.